Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cat.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate,
and collaborate.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Think Thursday. Hey, this week is flying. How's everybody doing out there? I was out and about today and people are moving. Everything is moving around. People are out in the sun, going back, dealing with the new beginnings. And for those of you who were fearful out there, it's all over with. But the wise ones, you keep on doing what you do. Stay safe, stay observant, okay? Again, the fat lady still has not sung yet. She hasn't even dropped the mic. And you know, no matter where we go, we cannot escape from the sufferings that are part and partial of life. If we cannot avoid these sufferings, then our only choice is to overcome them. And since we have no choice but to overcome them, then we might as well live joyfully and vigorously while doing so. Let's continue to strive and take care of our designated missions out there. Here at Waking Up with Linda McShann, we're about education, unification, and collaboration here. And you know what our motto is, never give in to your negativity or anyone else's. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. Proceed to move forward as that fierce, mighty line, shining like the bright sun. And no matter what, because keep in mind, you have everything that you need, and you can make the impossible possible. So before we get going, we have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us today. She's going to talk about that sun food for our wonderful skin. And the Oshi, what's up? You know, she's graduating from USC. And I know it's been tough on her because every time you get to one area, here comes something else you have to do, and here comes this obstacle and that obstacle. But she knows how to ride that golden horse and keep it going. So hopefully she'll be able to join us this evening and talk to us about that truth seeking. Before we get started and wait on Miss Melion to come on, that's our nature person. I'll just play a little bit of Alicia for you because we're all brand new out here. Welcome in.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. It took a brave, brave girl to try. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
Right, we call that new beginnings for each and every one of us out here. So let's just continue to enjoy this and complete. We have Miss Gloria Melion on that line with us this evening. She's going to be talking about that sun food. Gloria, are you here with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
I am, Linda. I'm right here.
Well, we want to welcome.
Waiting.
We want to welcome you in. I know you've had a horrendous, beautiful day. Gloria is an educator. So she's out there shaping the minds of those babies. We were Zooming, but now it's in your FaceTime. And I just appreciate
yes,
you for coming on, sharing with us this evening. And on that note, I'm just going to be quiet over here. Listeners, this is Gloria Melion.
Okay.
This is our health person. I'm going to be quiet. Welcome
all
in.
Right. Thank you. And so today I'm going to talk about how we can protect our skin, especially in the summertime, and we can, say, turn it into an anti-wrinkle fortress based upon what we eat, yes. So, you know, we can't eat sunscreen, even though we need to make sure that we do put sunscreen on. that would help, you know, the outside. But, of course, you can also, there are things that you can eat that can help against sun damage. And that's what I'm going to share with the audience tonight. And some of this, some of the fruit are the foods that I'm going to introduce. The audience that listens to this program are well aware of most of them, and I'm sure that they're probably a part of their diet anyway. But what I found out was that it turns out, according to Dr. Takahashi, he's at the University of Texas, he says that it turns out that we actually have a skin clock. And he did a study in 2017, and he and his team found that an enzyme, that repairs UV-damaged skin has a daily cycle of production that can be altered by eating food at an unusual time. Now, I'm guessing that they're saying unusual time because the time of day that they're talking about is breakfast. And, you know, not everybody eats breakfast, but according to their study, it's the best time to eat the foods that I'm going to share with you tonight because of the skin clock that we have. And so, you know, they're saying that it's best to do it in the morning. So anyway, there are many other fruits and foods that would go into this category, but tonight we're going to talk about the six that are that offer the most benefits. And so the first one is what we is blueberries, and it just so happens that our favorite, you know, it's a favorite summer fruit. It's becoming, because I guess we live here in Southern California, we eat blueberries year round. They probably do that somewhere else too, but it's usually a summer food, and it's very rich in powerful antioxidants, and that's what fights the things that are called the free radicals, those things that can, you know, damage our skin due to sun exposure and stress. So blueberries are even more powerful if they are the wild variety. And, you know, we know that they're also good, they're a good source of vitamin C, and that helps to prevent wrinkles, you know, that we may have, you know, say we out on the beach all day. Be good to make sure that we have in us a good source of vitamin C to help us, you know, to prevent. So the second one is watermelon. Now, when we think of lycopene, usually people think of tomatoes, and because it's lycopene is the thing that makes tomatoes red. But watermelon and lycopene is an antioxidant, also fighting the free radicals. But it comes to find out that watermelons actually contain far more lycopene than does tomatoes. So the lycopene, the thing that gives it that red color, it absorbs UVA and UV radiation. And it says that it may take several weeks for the skin to become photoprotective due to its turn. You know, the skin turns over, the cells turns over. So it takes a while to get that photoprotective benefit. So it says after a few weeks of daily juicy watermelon consumption, which I'm sure is not hard for people that like watermelon, especially like myself, lycopene is eventually acts as a natural sunblock. And that's good to know, since I eat so much of it. It's good to know that it has all these natural sunblocks. It says that researchers note that it doesn't necessarily take the place of other protective measures, but it does have many sun protective benefits in it. And it's a when it comes to anti-aging, this extra boost to the skin certainly won't hurt. The third one is nuts and seeds, like walnuts, hemp seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds. All those things contain omega-3s, and those are essential fatty acids. Fish and eggs are good sources of it's a good, clean, skin-loving fat that comes from those nuts and seeds. And our bodies can't make omega-3, but it's essential, so we have to get it from our diet. And those are some of the main sources, nuts and seeds. And what they do to the, they help to make the, to help the skin maintain its integrity, and it's also anti-inflammatory. Omega-3s also help your body naturally cope with the effects of spending too much time in the sun. So nuts and seeds. Number four, carrots and leafy greens. And I'll add to that carrots, sweet potatoes, because those are also contain a lot of beta carotene, which our body turns into vitamin A. And it's, you know, it's a vital element for good skin. So eating a variety of foods rich in beta carotene is very good for the skin. Carrots, sweet potatoes, leafy greens like kale and spinach, they're great beta carotene packed additions to your meals. So you want to make sure you get some of that. Green tea. So researchers found that green tea consumption led to fewer tumors induced by UV light in mice. But they also found that it helped to reduce skin damage from UVA light, and it protected against the decrease of collagen. And as you know, collagen is one of the most abundant proteins that we have, and it's one of the layers of our skin.
Yes.
So, of course, you know, we want to keep it plump and, firm and all that. We need to make sure that we have collagen. So green tea provides that for us. The last one, which I was really surprised about, and it's not on my list of favorite foods, at the end I'm going to share a smoothie that has all of these things in it. And I was like, okay, good. This is a way for me to finally get some cauliflower in my diet, because it's one of the things I have not been able to, I haven't done it because it's not appealing to me. And that's one thing about food, you know, has to appeal to you, you know, so you want to eat it. So anyway, it says that when it comes to veggies and fruits, a general health rule to live by and shop by is to gravitate, you know, toward more vibrantly colored foods. And as we know, you know, cauliflower is pale. And that's because the more color it has, the more antioxidants it has in it. And again, that's the thing that helps to fight those things that try to kill our cells, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it says don't let cauliflower's pale florets fool you. As it turns out, the cauliflower is the exception to the rule. Cauliflower contains potent antioxidants that help fight off oxidative stress from free radicals. And it says on top of this perk, cauliflower is also a naturally sun-protective food thanks to histidine that it has in the food. So that makes up the six. And what I want to do is share, like, everything that all six of the ingredients that I've talked about can actually be turned into a smoothie. So I said, okay, I'll let this be my medicine of the day.
Okay.
Because it has all of the, you know, the things that it takes to protect your skin against the sun. So it's like a cup and a half of green tea, cooled, of course, a cup of blueberries, a cup of watermelon, a half a cup of cauliflower, a small carrot, 2 tablespoons of hemp hearts, that's the you know, the nuts, and a teaspoon of lemon juice, and, you know, a couple of pieces of ice cubes. And that has all the stuff in it one time. And, you know, it could be a part of a breakfast, in other words. It's kind of like, okay, let me take my medicine first thing in the morning, then I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so basically the more color a food has, you know, the more antioxidant it has. And so that makes it very good, you know, for our nutrition. It provides all of the nutrients, you know, that we'll need. Because the color in it, I mean, it's like a chemical. It's very powerful.
Right. Well, I like carrot. So it's a whole, you're saying a fresh carrot, not carrot juice. You have to get a fresh carrot and fresh cauliflower.
Right.
I love cauliflower. I've always loved cauliflower.
Oh, really? Well, you know, maybe him and me love it because I know it's very good for you.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's super nutrient. But I just have not, you know, just something about it, the way, I guess, I don't know, the color, the way it looks, I don't know. But I have not been drawn to it.
Blend it in.
But that's what I was saying. In this blender, I can get away with not even tasting it.
Right.
You know,
well, you know, they have a cauliflower. Yeah, you won't see it, but there's a casserole that you can fix with cauliflower and spinach and you sprinkle. Yeah. Maybe I'll fix you some cauliflower and I wouldn't, you know, you have me going on this. What is this cooker? You have this air fryer, but I like to place it and saute it in onions and butter and turmeric and let it cook down and then lay that fresh beefy green over it and whatever type of meat that you like, and just because you want to saute it. And I've eaten cauliflower. When I taught the children, when I had my babies, they would say, how do you get those kids to eat that stuff? They loved cauliflower. They loved broccoli.
What?
Oh, yeah. And it's a trick with children because, of course, they like to smell everything. And they're going to always smell everything. And if it don't smell good, they're not eating it. So the second thing that they would say, Gloria, is, well, I don't like that. So I'd have to play that reverse psychology on them. I said, well, have you ever had it? No, I never had it before. I said, well, let me tell you something. Just put your tongue on it. You don't have to eat it.
Okay.
Just touch it with your tongue. See that taste bud? When you can get it on that taste bud, you got them. Those kids, they love cow. They love it fresh. They love it because they like to dip it. You know, children like to dip. And then they would call the broccoli trees. And they dip, and we make a sauce, or sometimes we would make our own butter. Yeah, but cauliflower, I'm going to fix you a dish that's going to be my specialty for you. And if you don't need it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I can fix it where you don't even know you're eating cauliflower. I know you like salmon, and I know you like seafood. I'll probably fix you a casserole dish with the chicken. We'll talk about it. You're gonna make me turn on the stove. You know, over here, if more than one burner's on, the stove gets up and says something's wrong up in here. I'm getting out of here. Something's wrong with her. What's going on over here? That teapot ain't on, and here come another burner. Oh no, she losing her mind.
Okay.
Most people say, well, Linda, I know you're from Texas. You can cook. I say, I come from the bed where I was leaning on the counter, standing on the stool as a baby, watching everything. Because Texas Southern food is a blend. Most they blend. It's a blend. That's where you, and it starts from scratch, how that food is seasoned. And I say, I can cook. But what you need to ask me to be on the safe side is, do I want to cook? See, that's the question you need to ask. So, but for you, Gloria, and the support, and I know you're out there, shoot, you, we might have to do a bake out in the classroom and bring it in and test it with the babies, you know, put some pizza crust up over there. They won't even know they're eating cauliflower, but it's very good for you. And watermelon, I wanted to ask you about the watermelon, like, you know, it's good to drink it. They say watermelon. What about watermelon juice? You know, you can juice that watermelon down and just drink the juice of it. Okay.
Any form that works for you, because, like, you know, I'm looking at this smoothie recipe, but I'm like, I like to take a bunch of blueberries and just eat them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now I know to concentrate to make sure, and usually it is during the morning part of the day, you know, that I eat them. And, you know, since I'm finding out now that our skin has this time clock, and the morning is the time, I guess, when the skin is, I guess, producing whatever it does at that time. So I just need to make a point to you know, make sure I get it early in the morning or before noon.
Right.
Like that.
Well, I'm going to start. I think I have all the ingredients here. I don't have my cauliflower.
Right.
So I got everything
but cauliflower.
I will not be able to. You know, I might go out and get some. I might have to go out and get some, because I really would like to make that smoothie. And we appreciate you for sharing this with us, so we cannot have any wrinkles in our faces. And we must
Absolutely
keep that collagen going. And Miss Melion, again to you, you know we're a woman. We have to keep our word over here. We know that you're a busy, busy lady. We appreciate you. And we're going to say, myself and the listeners, thank you so much for that information. So that sun food for our skin, you know, we're going to take that anti-wrinkle fortress out there. I don't see any over here right now, but I'm getting ready to load up some cauliflower because I don't want to see any. And that's like that good gene.
Okay.
But the blueberries and oatmeal I eat every morning. Remember, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will learn how to grab a handful of wild blueberries. As a matter of fact, I'll go out in the morning and go and I find the wild ones and just rinse them, wash them, and have a good time.
And do what we have to do.
Gloria, thank you so much. We will be speaking with
so
you.
Welcome.
If you'd like to stay on, we have Miyoshi. What's up, Miyoshi Marie? You know, she's graduating.
Right,
and we are so proud of her.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know it's been hard work and a hard task, but we're going to say good night to you. Please stay on, and we're going to bring on Miss Miyoshi Marie and see what she has to tell us. You know, that's that millennium. She bring it to you real quick. So hang on.
That's right.
If you can, and if not, I'll send the link to you so that you will have it. Thank you, Gloria. We love you. That's Gloria Melion, our nature person, keeping us in line. Let me just say a little bit of this and bring the ocean on. We love you, Gloria.
Thank you. Love you, God.
Thank you.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
That's right, it's gonna be a lovely day. And when you look at yourself in the mirror and see your beautiful you, you are looking at the truth, okay? Always see the truth. and be what you are. We have Miyoshi. Marie, what's up on the line with us? Miyoshi, welcome in. Are you here with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Linda?
Well, congratulations first coming out of my mouth from all of us because you're coming up out of there. You're going for that higher academic. Putting that cloak around that neck. You know we love it. We love it. And I know that it's been hard work. I know it's been ups and downs. And when you think you're across the fence, here come another nail you got to put in. At the last minute, I understand. That's what happens when you're reaching that mountaintop. Welcome in, Miyoshi. And again, congratulations. Were you were graduating from USC, correct?
No, I graduated from Azusa Pacific University with my bachelor's in theology.
Okay.
Yes, I graduated. Thank you for the love. I appreciate it. Hard work and dedication, praise all the perseverance, keep you striving and going. So I'm just grateful and I'm just basking in the moment and also taking a deep breath because my breath is on hold for a minute.
Bye.
With that thesis paper. But now that we're over it, we have a degree, we can kind of like let our air down a little bit.
Okay.
So tonight's topic I chose, Truth Seeker. And it's crazy that we didn't get to talk about it last week. I guess it wasn't meant to talk about it last week because I guess the universe said, well, hell, you ain't got that much truth that haven't been revealed yet. So as you guys always know, I always refer back to my light because I just feel like that's the only way, the only light I can give you is through my darkness. And by me sharing it is like shining light on everyone else. So I just feel like sometimes we are in certain situations and have certain ideas and certain expectations of things and how we see our lives and how we want our lives to go, and things shift. And ultimately, the truth come out, whether it be about a, you know, about that person, whether it be a thing about yourself, or whether it be a pain. But often the truth comes out. And I always have my grandma say, the truth will set you free. So in the midst of, I just feel like in the midst of me reaching a new height in my life and actually reaching a goal and actually finishing it, it's always new levels, new devils. And I think we always learn. I think it's like stay ready so you don't have to get ready. It's like you always got to be on 10-foot hut. But at the same time, the truth gets revealed so it can also set you free. And I just feel like in the midst of me reaching goals and things of that nature, a shift also came in my life where the truth was literally right front and center, face to face, and me getting in my, you know, dead in my face. And it's ultimately up to me to make the choice because now you know the truth. You've seen the truth. You can't hide the truth. You know what I mean? So it comes to decision-making. And decision making. Sometimes you don't like to make decisions because sometimes you like to be content. You know, sometimes you like to bask in certain situations and settle in on different levels when we know we are so much more. We can and gain and accomplish so much more. But fear, the fear of the unknown, of what could happen if we make the decisions. That if I do make this decision, my life's not going to be the same, but no, why don't we never think it would be better if it wasn't the same? Why wouldn't we think if we make this decision, that this decision will change my life, not for the worse, but the better? So for me, decision-making and the truth and the shift and just seeing what has happened in the past week in my life and how things have changed literally by me receiving a degree and then trajectory to life, to me being a grown-up and now me having to make decisions because now I know the truth. The truth is not hidden from me at all. And we cannot be ignorant to the fact, to the truth.
No.
And I like the saying of, I like the quote of Buddha, because he says three things that you cannot hide.
No, you can't.
The sun, the moon, and the truth. And you can't hide those, even on a bad day.
No.
And even with me receiving the truth, to be honest, it has set me free, because I'm no longer dealing with these ideas and concepts and battling with myself about things that I was battling, because now I know for sure in this area of my life the truth. So I no longer have to give energy to that. Now I'm just set free, because now it's undeserving of my energy.
Because
now I have to make the decision to move forward, because this no longer serves me anymore, because now I have went to a new height. And I believe when we achieve goals and we accomplish things, I think that everything shifts around you, because it's like you're no longer the same no more.
No, it's not.
You're no longer the same no more. Something has to change. Some people around you have to fall off, because now you done reached something. You done went up a couple of steps. So how can you be the same when you're not back there no more?
In a lot of philosophies, and most philosophies, in the Buddhist philosophy, it is said that change at the things are happening moment to moment. It's always changing. Sometimes it's moving so swiftly you can't see. But I'm listening to you, and as you're saying, you come into the truth in that decision making. So when the truth is there, you can't hide from it. Some people run from it. Some people, once it's revealed, they don't want to deal with it, because it's based on your decision, as you just said. It's on you. It's not on anyone but you. And sometimes we have a tendency to, like you said, you use the word fear, but why not think that when you make this change, it's going to open up a bigger and a better avenue? You know where I'm going? Most people understand that I have to make this decision, I have to make this change, but what's on the other side of that door? So, again, and the philosophy is like when you run into that brick wall, see, that brick wall is knocking you upside the head so that you can see the truth. And when you run into it, you must penetrate through it with your own decision, because there must be something on the other side of it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a wall, would it? So to hear you say the truth seeking, and another statement, Miyoshi, your energy, you have to be careful where you place your energy. And when you feel that energy is no longer being appreciated, or like my friends say, when love is no longer being served at the table, it's time to leave. Okay? And that's in any situation. But again, that decision comes back to you. Well, you know, I just had to sneak that in there, because those two words of the shift, the energy, and why not understand that it can go on the other side bigger and better. Why would that fear be there? And that's a key point to me.
Right, and understand that truth. When you actually receive the truth, people don't understand that. When you actually receive the truth, the truth is like reaction chain, right? Because anybody that receives the truth, whether it's positive or negative concept, it's always a reaction, right?
Yes.
So when you receive the truth, what emotion are you having? Are you reacting in a negative way? Are you reacting in a positive way? So also when we receive the truth, is growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the truth may not be so pretty, and you may have to really suppress some things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then when you think about it later, like, dang, I really didn't go off the hinges, you know what I mean? But at the same time, congratulate yourself, because that's growth, not weakness. Because a couple of years ago, if you would have found out the truth, you would have went off the hinges.
Yes.
But now you're bigger and better than that, and you have, you know, you have reached a new height, and you can't allow the negativity to pull you down. So the truth is actually growth. And when you receive the truth, how do you handle the truth? How do you perceive the truth?
At a crucial moment, what will you do?
At a crucial moment, how are you receiving it? And then when you receive it, your reaction to it, it's called growing pains. It's growth. And some people can't handle the truth. That's why people don't like telling the truth, because people cannot handle the truth. So when you receive the truth, yeah, the truth may hurt. It may be painful. It may have you not breathing for that second. But that's okay. You feel it. Let it pass. And deal with it.
Right.
Based on.
Wow.
And deal with the growth inside of you as well. Because
it's really all about
receiving anything, you ain't growing. Period.
That's true. That's true. When you don't have no obstacles, there's something you're not doing, because whenever you're growing and expanding and going to that second level or the next level, as you always call it, you're going to run into that obstacle, because that's that resistance, and it can come from anywhere and anybody. You know, like they say, the who, the how, the what, and when. That's the way those obstacles come in. But since you are the person that's understanding you, you are the truth seeker. I like the title of this, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, boy, where is she coming today? I'm just so glad you're here, because you always take us to another level, really, really give us something to think about, and you expand our thought. As you say, everything is growth on that, and it is growing pains, and it can be painful, but back again, as you know, I've saying many, many times, it's all about you. It moves in out. There's nothing out there. And the Buddhist philosophy, Buddhists say they control the environment. The environment does not control them. That's some heavy stuff, ain't it?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you control your environment. You do not allow your environment to control you, but and the same thing, when you find yourself in a situation, your environment is opening up the truth for you. Think about it. Your environment is showing, because every one of us are mirrors to each other. We're mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
So that reflection is coming back to you. So you can either be like it or never be like it. You can either see it, don't like it. You can't run from it, because you can't run from your shadow, okay? And you and your environment are really one. You really are. That's how you can control it, because you and your environment are one. So you can't run from your shadow. So, what is this showing me? Okay, I don't like this mirror here. So what I'm going to have to do is pull away and take this energy and polish my mirror, okay? So your tarnished mirror, when a mirror is tarnished, you can't see clearly, okay? But when that bad boy is sharpened and polished up, you can see real clearly. So you're dealing with a tarnished mirror, but you're still getting a reflection. What is this showing you? Either something you, if you didn't have it inside of you, you wouldn't recognize it. You really wouldn't.
Right.
You wouldn't recognize it. So
right,
it goes back to you again. Into that, what is this reflecting? What is this showing me? It ain't them. It ain't they. It ain't it. It's like, okay, I got to clean this up, because I don't want to. I'm polishing my mirror. And that polishing your mirror is giving you that other growth notch on that redwood tree, or that's another notch on your growth. Because when you're digging down in there using that cloth to shine it up, and doing whatever you have to do to recognize it, deal with it, make decisions on it, man, your muscles are getting real strong, okay?
Right.
They're
right.
Getting real strong. So, and I just use that story because I have to talk with the children, and it's the way that one lives their life. When we understand we're mirrors to each other, we'll be able to deal with each other differently, because I'm showing
absolutely
you your truth. And you are pulling out of me. Out of me. You are pulling out of me what you're thinking. Okay? See, we doubt ourselves sometimes. We disrespect ourselves sometimes. We have doubt, disrespect, and disregard. Okay, when that kind of crap comes to you from other people, it's time to get that that towel and start polishing, okay? Whatever you do, you might write in the sand, you might do crystals, you might pray, you use your Bible, you chant, whatever it is, whatever that faith base is that moves you to the next level, get busy. And if you get busy.
Yeah, get busy most definitely. Get busy most definitely because it's a war out here. And I
say, is it a war, Miyoshi?
Always, yeah, it's a war out here. And you must, I chose this topic because it always will for me. I'm always seeking the truth, and I always want the truth to be revealed to me so that I can propel and move forward in life, because if I don't know the truth, I will always be living in a lie.
Yes.
And I always would be lying to myself. So sometimes the truth gives revealed to you to show you that you're settling is an error, to show you that you're too content, to show you that you're better than it, so that you can propel. So the truth is actually the good medicine for us, because it's always going to reveal who we truly, truly are. So I just want to say continue to seek the truth. Continue to be truth, continue to speak truth, and continue to allow truth to live and dwell within you. And with that being said, to my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Russell. We love you. And again, congratulations to you on your great accomplishment. Keep it out there, okay? Nothing like having that education, as I tell the babies. Each one teach one, and we are so proud of you, okay? And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
Have a
you,
wonderful
Linda.
Evening.
Love you,
I love you. Truth seekers. Yes, let's seek the truth. Miyoshi Marie.
And we're
That's right. It is Think Thursday. We had Gloria Melion coming on with us. Gloria was talking about that sun food, but that anti-wrinkle fortress, so that we can keep that smooth, puffy skin. So when you listen in, for those of you who missed it, when you listen in later on, get that blend, that smoothie that we can have every morning. She gave us the recipe for good stuff, good stuff. And, of course, Miyoshi Marie, what's up, came on. Miyoshi has been away for 2 weeks because she was graduating. Congratulations to her. And I know how it is when you're getting ready to reach the top of that mountain. Everything comes to you and get in the way. And you have to use all your strength and everybody else's to continue to complete. That's just the way it is. But she left us with the truth seekers. And she said, be the truth, speak the truth, and also reveal the truth. Once you find out what the truth really is, then it's up to you to make the correct decision. So I'll just give you a little bit on that. We're going to music you on out. I'm just going to give you some music to think about. Did your mommy tell you this? My mommy told me this.
Showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.